السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala today, the 6th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, and verses number 124 and 125 will be the verses we focus on today. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us regarding jihad. So these are the broad principles you must know. In normal circumstances, jihad is farza kifaya. You see, every day in Indonesia, somebody is passing away. So we don't have to attend the Salatul Janazah. 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 people go, Alhamdulillah, they will get the reward and receive the reward, and the rest of us are absolved of their duty. We won't get reward, but similarly we won't get sin as well. So that is what it means for the kifaya. So now if a country, for example, they're fighting our Muslim country, so now for them, that the men there, they have to fight the enemy. But if the enemy is coming right inside our country, like what is happening into our territory in Gaza, then it becomes farz ain. Every person has to fight, male, female, everybody, in any way possible, against the enemy, because the enemy's aim is to exterminate us and kill us and destroy us. So if you hear Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, the most disgraced prime minister, president in the world, it is the two haramis and Trump, so they are meeting today and so forth and so on. So to wage jihad against them, academic jihad, any form of jihad, boycott Israeli American products, so all that, remember, will be different forms of jihad. So jihad has a very, very broad connotation, we should understand it. One jihad that continues every day, every night, all times, all places, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Mujahidu man jahada nafsa, that the true mujahid is the one who is suppressing his desires. So that is where me and you, we fail, because we want to practice on our ego, on our lust, our passion, our base desires. And therefore in Islam, it is called hawa. Not the hawa you know in Urdu and Meman and Gujarati and all that, that means wind and blow, all the no. So remember, hawa means to go lower, lower, lower. See, human being today, democracy, capitalism, secularism, that where they legalize same-sex marriage, so these are the people who are worse than animals and donkeys and swines and monkeys and so forth. Quran Kareem states, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are like animals, nay, even worse than animals. Animals do not go to their own gender, but you will find that the so-called human being, he goes to his own gender, and they call it democracy, and they call it a human rights issue. Can you imagine that? So those are the people who are sympathetic towards them, who agree with them, they become murtad straight away. Therefore, you need Quran Sharif, a constitution for all times, all places, and all circumstances. Therefore, you need the Sunnah Mubarakah, the constitution, how it must be practiced upon, practically, and demonstrated by the Master Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is the only way for humanity. So Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, none of them can offer that to humanity. So only Islam can bring that to humanity, and therefore all these religions, and if you want to call them a religion or a cult or what have you, they get together. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The kuffar, they are friends of one another, they are protectors of one another. So they come together to attack Islam. You can see what is happening there in Gaza, in Palestine and so forth. The Jews are involved, the Christians are involved, the Hindus are involved. All of them are involved. Why? وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The kuffar, they are friends and protectors of one another. So chapter number 8, Surah Anfal, and verse number 73. So we need to know all these things here. Now in the light of that, understand this lesson. And remember when Islam speaks of jihad, and it was demonstrated practically there in the Battle of Khaybar. In the month of Muharram is the 7th year of the Hijrah. One side is the Muslims. Hijrah means the migration. Other side are the Jutlas and the Jews. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informs in the Ali hadith in Bukhari Sharif, through your efforts, if one of them embrace Islam, is khairul laka min humrin na'am, then all the red camels, better than all the red Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Bentleys and Cadillacs and Rolls Royce and whatever else and Porsche and all that. So that will be the translation and meaning today. So it shows Islam first, we give da'wat, that also is jihad. Then they want to stay in our country according to our rules. Their life will be secure, protected. Their wealth, assets will be protected. Their honor will be protected. They pay a nominal sum for jizya. And then if they don't want to, but they want to behave like the Americans, behave like the Europeans, some countries, behave like, you must remember, Israelis, then we go for war and we will take you on. That's what the Taliban and Mujahideen showed America, 48 countries, gave them a good threshing and a good hiding, and then they're living now in peace. These Americans and enemies of humanity could not bring the poppy seeds and the drugs under control. In 6 months, 1 year, 98-99% of the problem solved via Islamic law. So that is the beauty of Sharia, understand that. So today, they are only interested, remember, in the gas and in the oil and all that day in Gaza. Therefore, we support Hamas. One settler, one bullet, one kafir, anyone comes there, wants to oppose us, you put the bullet through him, whether it's Tony Blair or any Jutla or Jutli. So that is what our stance is. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Yeah, last book, previous lesson. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qatilul ladhina. Oh, you who have iman. 89 different places. Allah Ta'ala mentions this phrase to elevate us, our rank and status. Qatilul ladhina yalunakum minal kuffar. So fight the non-Muslims when they want to fight you or where they are threat to you. Then, non-Muslims. Non-Muslim is all across the board, whether they Jews, Christian, Hindus, or Buddhists, or atheists, or whoever. And when they are a threat to you, you know they're going to harm you. وَلْيَجِدُوا فِيكُمْ غِلْضًا. And let them feel from your side the sternness. No running away, and no going and saying ceasefire and all that. Like these Arabs here, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, bunch of munafiqeen, castrated leaders, going to their chief, call him chief, and that is Trump, you must remember, biggest crook, you must remember. If you study his history, he was 5-6 times bankrupt and all this, and a pedophile, and a rapist, and a felon and criminal, and you expect justice from him. So it's foolish, you know. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So Allah's help, Allah's mercy will come with the people of taqwa. If you study the Quran Sharif, you will see Allah's promises our people who not only Muslim. Muslim is external. The munafiq and hypocrite will also tell you Muslim. That Allah's help will come with people with iman. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in tansurullahi yansurukum. O you who have true belief, if you have the deen of Almighty Allah, you have Islam. Yansurukum, Almighty Allah will assist you. Wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, and Almighty Allah will keep your feet firm. So we should know these things here, that is Almighty Allah's promises to us. And these type of promises are not for a specific time and a limited place and so forth. No, for all times and all places. So that is what Islam is teaching us. And if you want the reference, go see. Almighty Allah states in Surah Muhammad, the chapter named after the Nami Nami Ismi Grami, honorable name of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and verse 7, chapter 47, verse 7. In Tansurullah Yansurkum, you help Allah's religion. Islam is the only religion of Allah, and every prophet was a Muslim. If you say Moses or Jesus was a Jew, Christian, straight away you go to the fold of Islam. Wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, and Allah will keep your feet firm and steadfast. Chapter 47, verse 7. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Now juxtapose the two scenarios. One side we have the Sahaba, male, female, adult and children. And on the other side you have the munafiqeen and the hypocrites. Nifaq aam ho gaya hai is zamane mein. We heard those words almost 50 years ago. You can say 50 years ago Islamically. In 1977 in Jalalabad, from Hazrat Mohana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he passed away on a Friday in 1992. You see, Madar Zad Wali, from a tender age he was already a Waliullah. So he said that nifaq, hypocrisy, has become rife and rampant in our societies and communities, the Muslims meaning. Well, now listen to the two reactions. Chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 124-125. وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ. And whenever. وَإِذَا مَا. Right? وَإِذَا and when. مَا. You can say whenever. Unzilat suratun. So when a surah is revealed, yeah, you need to understand certain balagha, rhetoric and legal jargon and so forth. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Chapter number 97, verse 1. So surah Qadr. Indeed, we revealed it, the Quran Sharif, one shot, one go. You see that? On the night of majesty, on the night of destiny, from the seven heavens to the sama'ud dunya, one shot it was revealed. So that is anzalna. Wa innahu latanzeelu rabbil alameen. And he, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, revealed this Quran Sharif, remember, that rabbil alameen. He, Almighty Allah, revealed it. So we should know Tanzeel. Tanzeel means to be revealed gradually, piecemeal. Dire dire, ahista ahista, gradually. Wa innahu latanzeelu rabbil alameen. So from the first heaven, then it was revealed to Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, over a period of 23 years. And this is also enshrined in the noble Quran. And remember that Tanzeel, to be revealed gradually. And Inna Anzalna, to be revealed one shot. Tanzeel, chapter 26, and Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the poets, and verse number 192, 193, and all that. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. Jibreel alayhi salam revealed it, brought it down. And revealed it by Allah, but he brought it down. عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ, on your Mubarak honorable heart, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ. So that you will warn them with love and affection. بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ, in the Arabic language. Chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the poets, verses 192-195. So when you read the translation, that is not Quran. Quran is بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. Now the reaction of the munafiqeen, those who pay lip service to Islam, but deep down in their heart, they devoid of iman, faith and conviction. فَمِنْهُمْ hence فَمِنْهُمْ So the fa is the answer now for wa'idha. فَمِنْهُمْ and from them, the munafiqeen and hypocrites. مَنْ يَقُولُ who are saying. They said it 1400 years ago and more, but Allah says they are saying, because munafiqeen today also, when they hear the Quranic verses, they say, how can you have this kind of punishment in this day and this age? If the Adam and Eve, or Steve and Eve, you must remember, rather say Steve and Eve, so they commit, you understand, fornication. So then, chapter 24, verse 2, الزانيه والزاني فجلدوا كل واحد منهما 100 جلده when that couple boy and girl they elope 18 20 24 25 whatever their age might be but they're not married and they committed fornication then take them out in public and whip them lash them 100 lashes in public make 2-3 people a sample an example and the whole world will live in peace tranquility serenity. Today, you see, every country got big problems today because your laws are not worth the paper on which they're written. This ANC came into power and they abolished and demolished the death penalty. Just look at what a circus we are running today. And then they say there's no law and order. So obviously, you favor the criminals instead of favoring and protecting the innocent civilians and so forth. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ They are saying, they said it and they are saying, أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتُهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا They say this mockingly. They say this to mock the Muslims. That أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتُهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا Which one of you, this surah, this chapter, increased the word iman for him? But juxtapose that with chapter 5 and verse 83. These people were in the continent of Africa, the beginning of the seven Jews, seven Subara, and they were here, and Ja'far bin Abi Talib, Sayyidina Ali's brother, radiallahu anhu, arda, read Surah Maryam. And these people are mukhadrameen. They lived in the time of Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but did not meet Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when they heard the Quran, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمِ They just heard the Quran Sharif. They're not even Muslim, but they were weeping, sobbing and crying because they realized and understood this is the truth. There and then Quran says, they made the dua, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَا شَاهِدِينَ Ya Allah, write our names down, record our names. We are Muslims from the inner recesses of our heart. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appreciated the ihsan, the favor Najashi showed to the Muslim, the Sahaba, and he gave them asylum protection. So when he passed away in the 10th year of the Hijrah, he Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Sahaba, come outside the masjid, we will read Salatul Janazah Ghaiban in absentia. And that is why the Shafis humbly say it's permissible. Hanafis, Malikis say not permissible. They say min khasa'is in Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is one of the unique features of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now Allah speaks of what happens. They pose the question mockingly. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا And as for those people who have true iman, فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا Their iman increases. The African lady, the Hadina, the lady who had custody on Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the demise of his honorable mother, Sayyida Amina, then the Master alayhi salam subsequently in life would see her barakah, Umm Ayman, the African lady, and address her, Ummi Ba'da Ummi, you are my mother after my biological mother. And when the demise takes place of Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, weeping, crying, sobbing, Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma, go and visit her. She cried so much, she made Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma cry. Then they told her, but the Master alayhi salam is gone to Jannah. She says, I know that the best place in Jannah and paradise, But I'm not crying just because the Master alayhi salam passed away and his demise took place. Cold and words, إِنَّ الْوَحْيَ قَدْ إِنْقَطَعَ. I cry, صَاحِبُ الْوَحِي, the recipient of Wahi revelation, رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, demise took place. But Wahi also stopped. The ta'alluq connection between the arsh and the farsh, between the heavens and the earth, that also is finished now. They loved Quran, they loved Wahi. فَزَادَتْهُمْ أَيْمَانًا. So the people of Iman, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Their Iman would increase. Till today the ulama have written, you are worried, you have sorry, you have anxiety. Read all Surah Yusuf and then see what happens. You have got so many problems. Read Surah Baqarah. وَلَا يَأْخُلَا يَأْتِيهَا الْبَطَلَى. So remember that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِقْرَى سُورَةَ الْبَقَرَةِ فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا بَرَكَةً. By reading Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, 286 verses, then you will bring barakah in your life. وَتَرْكَهَا الْحَسْرَى. And you leave it out. وَتَرْكَهَا الْحَسْرَى. This regret and remorse. وَلَا يَسْتَتِيهُهَا الْبَطَلَى. The evil forces cannot overpower it. فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. These are Sahaba, the true Muslims. Therefore, we love them the most after all the prophets and messengers. That tahaffuz e sahaba, tahaffuz e namus e sahaba. So namus e sahaba ka tahaffuz karna farz aur wajib hai. To protect the honor and dignity of sahaba is compulsory and mandatory upon us. We dead against the Shia. Shia is a kuffar. So you must remember that. We must be very clear on this. Now the people today, your Saudi leaders and your Emiratis and Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan and all this Egypt, Haramis, whole lot, the leaders I speak about, they fall in this category. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. And as for those people in whose hearts there is a disease, there is a sickness, the sickness and disease of nifaq, hypocrisy, just love service to Islam, but the heart, they despise Islam, they hate jihad. فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَىٰ رِجْسِهِمْ. Rits means impurity, napaki. So that the surahs increases that napaki, impurity, إِلَىٰ رِجْسِهِمْ, to their impurity they had before. So they had the nifaq in their hearts, the hypocrisy, now it's increasing, increasing, increasing. وَمَعَتُوا. And they continue like that, and when they die, وَوْحَالِيَّ. While they are dying and while they dead, so وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. They will die as non-Muslims. They die as kuffar. And what happens to them? Their condition will be worse than the Jews and Christians and Hindus and so forth. Why? Because they thought and they played the game. Deception. They wanted to deceive Almighty Allah, Allah, Allah for birth. They want to deceive Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Muslims. Allah states, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, the women, verse 145, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Verily, these hypocrites, remember that they are the people that will go and be dispatched to the lowest, lowest, lowest layer and dungeon and prison in Jahannam. Read with me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi. O Allah, I seek your protection min al-kufri, from blasphemy, wa shirki, polytheism, idol worship, wa nifaqi, and hypocrisy. Then, inshaAllah, through Allah's mercy, Allah will give us death on perfect Iman and Islam. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.